Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another program, Reigning with God with Keith Russell Lee. I am the host, Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you have decided to join me on this wonderful day. And folks, it is a wonderful day. It is a blessed day, and I know that you are enjoying it. Well, I want to first of all thank you for all of the feedback that I have received in the past few days as Reigning with God is back and people are responding. And I want to say thank you so much for the emails. Thank you so much for the calls of saying, hey, I'm glad you are back. And I want to say also thank you for those of you who are considering to be a partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries, folks. This is not just simply church. This is not just simply somebody trying to get some money. I tell people all the time, I have a track record, and what we're doing is we're going to redefine ministry as it is known and impact the world for the glory of God. And you can go to my website, krlm.org, check it out, and please become a part. On today's program, I'm talking about the power of prayer, looking at prayer as a spiritual law. And I don't think that many people really realize that it is a spiritual law, that if we operate in it, it indeed produces 100% the results that we want. You know, matter of fact, as I'm going to get into it, you know, Jesus said, you know, when you pray, believe that you have received it and it shall be yours. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it for you. But why is it that there's breakdown around prayer and many people feel that prayers are not answered? And I dare suggest because we don't really understand the principle of prayer. For many, we look at prayer as just simply lamenting. Oh, God, this is what I'm going through. Oh, God, this is what's going on in my life. You know, and it's interesting because the Bible says that God knows what you stand in need of even before you ask. So it's really not about lamenting. It's really not about, oh, let me tell you, God, about this that's going on. For many, many people look at prayer as just simply communication with God, that I'm communing with God. But I like to define prayer as more than just simply communication. It's alignment with God. It's alignment with the Father. It's aligning with our source. Now, let me share with you a scripture that, first of all, that serves as a basis of this definition. And that's in the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter in verse 42, where Jesus says, as he is dealing with going to the cross on Gethsemane's hill, and he is in prayer, he says, Father, if it is possible, if you are willing, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. What was Jesus demonstrating to us in this prayer? What he was demonstrating to us in this prayer is alignment, aligning with the source, aligning with the Father, aligning with God. And when we align with God, our desires, our things that we're believing God for align as well. You know, folks, I want to share this because I think that sometimes that we get really sidetracked with so many things. People say, well, you know, the scripture that says that delight thyself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And there are people that say, well, you know, I prayed for this and God didn't give it to me. Well, did you do the first part? Did you delight yourself in the Lord? Did you align with the Lord? Did you ask the Lord in regards to the desires of your heart? What should I desire? What should I go for in my life? What are the things that are important for me to go for? You know, this is an important point, because what I have discovered is, because, you know, I can think of 101 things today that I want. And I could say, you know, I asked God for it, and man, and I'm believing God for it. But is it in alignment with what God has for my life? Because, see, folks, each one of our lives, we are here for a purpose. We are here for a destiny. And with that destiny, that we, that God wants to give us everything that we need to fulfill that destiny. He wants to give us the desires of our hearts as we align with Him. And as we raise our consciousness, because see, this is what prayer does. Prayer raises our level of frequency in our prayer consciousness, raises our level of frequency to align with God and to vibrate on the frequency of the thing, of the desire that we want in our lives. But it's important, it's important, it's important for us to, first of all, even before we get to the part of desires, to delight thyself in the Lord, to raise our level of vibration, to raise our consciousness that we are aligned with the Father. And that's the important part. Because if not, then, you know, it's like, hey, whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, God is a cosmic Santa Claus, and we can go to Him and, you know, we can pull the slot and get whatever that we want. But it's really about aligning with the Father and aligning with the Source. The reason why prayers are not answered, this is a bold statement, the reason why prayers are not answered is because we are not in alignment with the Father, and we're not in alignment with even the things that we say that we want. And I want you to hear that. What do you mean I'm not in alignment with the things that I want? You know, there are many things that we say we want, that we desire, but we have so much stuff that prevents that from being manifested. It isn't really very little to do with God withholding something. It is just that subconsciously and consciously that I've got so many hangups. Just like I talk about sometimes about prosperity and abundance and wealth, and people will say, yes, I want it. I see it in Scripture. But yet underlying, they have so many beliefs about, well, you know, they say money is the root of all evil, and it's, you know, bad. And we can go on and on and on about the misunderstandings of that, but that is so much a part of their psyche. It is so much a part of their spirit that therefore it conflicts, and they can't align and vibrate on the first of all, in alignment with the Father, let alone alignment with the object of their desire. And I'm going to really expand that, this teaching, to have a part two of this teaching on the power of prayer, because it's so very important that we understand that we have to be in alignment. Prayer is alignment with the Father. It is alignment with the Father. Now, I do want to share about the power of prayer in James. James says this in James 5:16. He says that that's James 5:16. Let me go into look at my the totality of the Scripture here, and he says that, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Wow. Can you hear that? The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And that means that we should be getting some results. That means that we should be getting results in our prayer. But again, the things that hinder us is our beliefs. What hinders us is that we're not in alignment with our desires, or not in alignment with the Father. And I like how it says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And I like to think of that as being healed in our minds, healed in our consciousness, confess our sins, how we've missed the mark in regards to the desires of our hearts, how we've missed the mark in not aligning with the Father, kind of a repentance. I'm turning away from those things. And now I understand that as the righteous in my right thinking, in my right being, that now that the right prayers of the righteous man availeth much, and it is powerful and it is effective. Wow. Isn't this giving prayer a whole different level of understanding? Because, you know, from the standpoint, again, you know, most of what I was taught, is it was like, okay, I'm having conversation with God. God, this is what's going on in my day, as if God doesn't know. God, this is the things that I want, like he doesn't know. God, this is what, you know, all of my complaints and all of those things. I got to tell somebody because I cannot handle these things by myself. And that's good therapeutically. That's great therapeutically. But when I'm aligning with the Father, I've discovered something that even at times, our words aren't really even all that necessary. Uh-oh. What are you talking about, Keith? Our words aren't necessary. I found out that sometimes it's just me being still. It's sometimes me just being still in the presence of God, in the presence of the Father, acknowledging the source, and just allowing that oneness to be. And in that oneness, I feel the presence of God. That is what some writers call practicing the presence of God. You know, and then I found out, and I'm going to talk about this even in regards to praying in the Spirit, because there's a whole other level of prayer, which is praying in the Spirit, man. And I'm telling you that even with things that I don't know how to pray or to pray about or the desires of my heart, that those things come into my spirit through what? Praying in the Spirit, which I'm going to pick up tomorrow. But it's a whole different idea, a whole different revelation when we begin to understand prayer in this way. In this way. I want to share another scripture with you because, you know, this is where I talk about the effectiveness of prayer. The effectiveness of prayer. And even as Jesus demonstrated prayer, you know, it's amazing. I quote oftentimes Gardner C. Taylor, who says Jesus prayed so until his work became his prayer and his prayer became his work. There was not a definable line between when Jesus's prayer life, when it stopped or started, because his whole life was a prayer. And in the Gospel of Mark 11:24, he says that when we pray, believe that we have received it. And I dealt with that yesterday. But when I want to expand on that, what I wrote about in my book, The 14 Principles of Power, Faith, and Living, that one of the things that I write is that prayer, when we're walking in a prayer consciousness, we literally become unstoppable because we enter into a zone. See, when I'm aligning, operating in a prayer consciousness, I get in a zone. The spirit zone, if you will. And God leads me, guides me, directs me. He speaks to me. And things become crystal clear. And it's even like how in baseball players say, man, when they're in the zone and they're at bat, 96-mile-an-hour fastball, everything is slowed down. And it's like hitting a grapefruit. The ball becomes the size of a grapefruit. And it's the same way spiritually. But I'll get into that tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow I'm going to pick this back up. Listen, folks, let this go viral today. Send it to somebody and that others would be able to enjoy the benefit of this. But listen, I've got to run. This is Keith Russell Lee. Until tomorrow, saying live with faith and power. and continue to create a phenomenal life and keep on reigning with God.